This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the tense. Starring the tense. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb.
The podcast starts.
You better wear a helmet now.
Thumbs up. All right, there we go. So welcome back to another... episode of the Home Podcast, episode number 69.
Yeah.
The podcast of the Home episode. My name is E. Ted Smith, host of the Sear Podcast, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
In the bottom square, getting everything all set off, getting his audio on point, no video. Here's my name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Special holiday episode, boys. I'm decking the halls and drinking champagne. I've been to a couple Christmas parties already. Going loose, going limber. Let's go.
All right, back there getting the studio all set up. Everything ready to rock. Matt Conner, producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hi, Ted. Great to see you.
It is. I know you mean it, but it also sounds funny since we just get that nice little profile picture of Cobb there tonight.
I know. It's great to hear you, Cobb.
That's his second burn on me thus far.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Cobb, you mentioned Christmas parties. We were at the Soldiers of Destiny Christmas party on Friday. First of all, what a great time.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's awesome. Like, big turnout and just, like, nice kind of intimate crew. I mean, people were just so warm there. You know, I forget how much love is in that club.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And Joe was saying the same thing. I saw him on Saturday. He's like, man, it's like, I forget how much I like all those guys individually. But seeing everybody together is just awesome.
Yeah, and the White Elephant was fun too. Obviously, you know, those guys have a good like sophomoric sense of humor, so there were some pretty wild ones. I don't really remember what gifts you were involved with or not involved with, but yeah, there was some crazy stuff floating around. I know one guy brought a photo of himself in a bathing suit with a half-used bottle of lotion and some Kleenex, so to give people an idea.
Yeah, remember I had the frog that's like Native American that I can't decide yet if that frog's offensive or not, but he's all like geared out. And it's been in this shop in my building at work for years. When I bought it, the lady was like, oh, okay. Like, she's shocked I was buying it.
Yeah.
I just liked that it actually went around. People were trying to get it. I was like, all right, cool. And I've been to a few White Elephants. That's the first time I've ever really had stuff taken. I was like, damn. I had like two of them.
It doesn't feel good. Dude, I lost a lava lamp, man. I understand. Trust me, I feel your pain.
Yeah. Well, and Matt, you'll like this. One of them was like a couple balls and a t-shirt, but it was wrapped up to look like a giant penis. So I didn't miss a beat. I was like, I'm taking that penis. I'm not scared of what's inside. Like, I mean, worst case scenario was going to be a giant dildo, which I was fine with.
Size queen.
But it was actually like, two balls and like a shirt. So then that got stolen. So then there was a bag of dicks. And I was like, oh, I'm taking the bag of dicks. I'll be damned. That didn't get taken.
Wow. For people not from here, just a cheeseburger place local called Dicks.
Which, by the way, the Dicks on Capitol Hill is closed for its first remodel since like the 60s. Oh. Till like the spring. And I'm like, all right, I get what you're doing, Dix. It probably needs a remodel. But like right before Christmas, I feel like this is prime season. Eat some burgers.
Yeah, dude, and they're opening a new one in Bellevue, like to coincide, like at basically the same time. I think it opened today or yesterday. So now Eastside's got the burgers.
Yeah, and look, I say that, right? Like you can't close down around Christmas, but if they'd done it in the summertime, I'd be saying the same thing. This is prime time burger times. So yeah. It's like, or at the end, I'm going to be inconvenienced because I can't walk to Dick's for about 4 months, and I'm pissed.
Well, yeah, and you live pretty close, and that's the thing. Like, if they did it in the spring, you'd be like, I'm trying to get my protein on. Or they did it in the fall, you're like, it's college football season. You can't do it during college football season. So, you know, I don't know. There's never a great time.
Certainly couldn't do it during summer.
No, that's what I'm saying. Can't. There's no time they could do it where people like me wouldn't bitch.
Yeah. And for people who don't know or haven't been there, that's probably their most popular location. And there is a 5 to 30 person deep line round the clock. Any hour they're open. The longest I've seen is probably 60 people. I've maybe seen one time in my whole life, and I'm a regular customer, where there was no one at the counter. It was like a Tuesday afternoon and it's freezing outside.
I was going to say, like, I mean, I walk by it sometimes. They open at 10:30. I'll walk by at like 10:45 in the morning on a weekday. And there's people already lined up. I'm like, damn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they're like, for people who don't know, it's like a burger stand and it's like fully staffed. They got 15 people working in there going ham. Like, it's pretty impressive.
It is, man. And then the other thing, too, is like around Christmas. I'm trying to think of something like, I don't know, most people listening know what Dick's is. And like, my, you know, everybody that comes in town, we always get like a Dick's burger. Like, that's like one of my stops. Like, if you're visiting, you got to get a Dick's burger. But right, it's just an old school drive-in, and it's just plain, simple, and delicious. But I did it for Apple Cup. I bought like 15 burgers, and like around Christmas, they're like, if you have an order more than like, I can't remember what the limit was, like 30 or 50 burgers. It's like, you got to pre-call us. Like, you can't do that right now.
Dude, the big rumor when I was growing up was there was this family, Ted, actually, not being from the area, you might not know them, as this infamous family, the Tuyasosopos. Have you ever heard that name?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. So they had the dad played in the NFL. One of the brothers, I believe, was a fullback. And then the youngest male, I think, ended up playing for the Mariners, but he's a really good football player. So anyway, it's this family of giant Samoans. In fact, I think the dad might have been called the Throwing Samoan. Not sure if that's the same family. But anyway, and the sort of legend has it, like, this girl that I knew from my high school was in line behind the mom at Dick's growing up. And every burger there is like $1 to maybe like $2 fries, or like, you know, $1.50, something like that. And they ordered $197 worth of food. And that rumor made its way through my entire high school, and they didn't even go there.
The best I've ever done was years ago. I was at an after party over on the east side, right? And the next morning we get up and like we're hanging out, and the dude that owns the house just gives, he's like, all right, you guys hung out all night. You got to go on a mission now. We're like, what's the mission? He just rips off 100 and he goes, go to Dick's and get as many burgers as you can. I was like, what? I was like, I mean, it was a proper after party, so people hadn't really eaten in hours.
Hey, that's awesome.
Right. They were hungry to say the least. Let's see. Sticking with some local stuff. Also, a girl named Ashley reached out to me. She's a bartender at Razzle's sports bar. There's Everett and Lake Stevens. Basically, they got hit by COVID. They're looking to get more customers in there. It's a fun little spot. I've been there. So go in there. Tell Ashley we pimped it on the podcast, and, you know, get a beer, get some food, get a burger.
Yeah, I was going to say, what kind of food do they do? Sell me on it. I'm interested, but I'm not blown away.
I mean,
blow me away.
It's a sports bar. Pretty sure they have chicken wings, nachos, burgers, probably some type of wrap, maybe a pasta dish. I don't know.
I'm into all that. Dude, Ted, you know, it's funny, actually, talking about last week, we were talking about where we want our ashes sprinkled. And I feel like if I was the one, you know, tasked with sprinkling you in all those tailgate parking lots across the country, I feel like about a thimble of you would end up in Buckley's in Belltown. That feels right to me.
That's not a terrible call, man. Actually, I gotta put in some work at Buckley's in a couple weeks coming up. Terps are kicking off for an 11:15 a.m. bowl game out here.
So, oh, damn. Yeah. Maybe a little bit in like the urinal at Sluggers too. I don't know. Like just sprinkle you around all your hot spots.
Yeah, right. Sluggers, right. Buckley's, like RIP to Bills. I mean, still don't know if I have a hot spot up here.
Yeah. God, yeah, RIP is right.
With that said, I heard the Korean fried chicken wing joint that went in there is good. I don't know. It's just what I heard.
Dude, everybody's been going off about Korean fried chicken, and I know Nashville hot chicken now is in Seattle too, so I'm pumped for both of those.
I mean, I told you, I went to like a real authentic joint years ago, and then number one, it's just good. And I just like the culture of the KF, of the Korean fried chicken. It's like, just drink a lot of light shitty beer and eat chicken wings. Like, okay. Like, twist.
Yeah, I think that. Oh, God. Yeah, I think that one Brothers and Sisters down on, what is that street called? In Inner Bay is like pretty well known now. And like, they've had a huge line during the pandemic. I've driven by a couple times.
They do. And look, I won't lie to you. The Nashville hot, it's just too hot for my taste.
I can't say what I want to say on the show, so I'll just get bleeped.
Well, Matt's going to bleep it anyhow.
You put. I'm just kidding.
That's the thing. At least the KFC joints, you can get like dry rubs or like mild and like the sauce on the side. You go to a Nashville hot place, it's like, oh no, it's hot. That's how we serve it.
Yeah, it's going down. Wait, dude. So, Ted, okay, you're the perfect person to ask this. So, I'm not really that into spicy either. And honestly, like, I was just busting your chops. I don't really like crazy hot stuff. So, this week I got an invite though. And I feel like it's the invite you always wish, or like you never want to receive, because I feel like I have to make a move. So the invite was, are you familiar with that show on YouTube, Hot Wings? I mean, Hot Ones?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay. So premise of the show is basically that there's what, 9 hot wings or something like that with increasingly hotter sauces, and they're interviewing people and eating hot wings. But these are, you know, insanely hot wings. So one of my friends hit me up today and he's like, hey, I bought all the sauces from that show. And on Friday, we're going to do it. And now I feel like I'm scared to do it. I can't handle the crazy hot, but also like, that's not an invite you can turn down. So I feel like it's the invite like nobody wants to receive. What do you think?
I mean, I would, if I had got the invite, I probably would have gone and been like, I'm not participating. Like, this stuff is too hot.
Well, it's this Friday, so I don't know.
What's that?
It's this Friday, so I haven't made it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, can you go and just not participate? Because I'm like, I just respect my asshole too much now to have it on fire the next day.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not necessarily the biggest ego guy, but I do feel like my pride would take a hit. And certainly my social standing. I mean, no question. That's obvious.
You're not wrong. I'm just like, I'm past that point in my life. I can't, I'm not messing around with that hot stuff anymore, man.
All right. If you got invited on Hot Ones, you would do it, right?
Well, for sure. Yeah, that's a lot of exposure.
God, I would love to see that episode.
You're talking about a private event in a home.
Yeah. I know. I would love to see that episode of you on that show, man.
Well, here's the issue. The other problem is I still like spicy food. I just don't like what it does to my insides the next day.
Yeah. The next day is the hard part. I mean, you don't want to leave your bathroom wanting to wipe with a pint of ice cream. I get you, man. That's why I'm scared. I don't know what to do.
Cause like last Christmas, my buddy Sean made homemade pickles. Right. And I was like, he made some with habaneros and I'm like, I'm not eating those. And then you fast forward and it's like, all right, give me one. And it's like, let's just do a shot of the juice. Or like our buddy Barnes was over last year on New Year's Day and he brought like some really spicy stuff. And I was like, keep that away from me. And then, you know, have a few beers. And it's like, I'll try a little taste. And it's like, this is delicious. The next morning, I was just like, why did I do that?
Yeah. And you kind of forget about it until you make your way to the bathroom too. At least I know I do.
Oh, yeah, because going down, it still tastes good, but yeah. All right, let me ask you this. Do you find, you know, this is like a sex thing, but between the sexes, I feel like women handle spice much better than men do.
Wow, I actually have no idea. I don't think I've ever encountered that. Matt, you got any insight?
Certainly, in my life I have, but I just don't like spicy food. So I'm going to have a like biased perspective. I haven't historically. These days I've come around on it. Like, I don't like jalapeno flavors, but like there's other forms of spice that I'm like, oh yeah, that works. That's nice. And yeah.
No, but women, we're talking about women, the women in your life. Are
I'm
spice.
Saying I've dated every girl I've dated liked spicy food and I haven't. So yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel. I feel like any girl I've ever dated, and we got Thai food. It was like I'll take like a zero or a one, and they're always like three or four.
But yeah, you don't like hot food, right? Like historically, right. You're like me. So that's why I was saying, like, I don't know, is our perspectives just painted? But between both of us, we've dated a few girls. Like,
we just... right. That's what I'm saying. And I've never met a girl that's like one of us. Like, I can't. You know, it hurts the next day. They're always like, no, I like spicy food. I mean, hell, even when I go out, you know, like with Taryn sometimes, we'll get something. And, like, for instance, the last time Taryn and I went out and got dinner, there was stuffed jalapenos. And I was like, Taryn, she ate one. And she goes, you're okay. You can take it.
She's the canary in the coal mine.
She is. I'm just like, it sounds good, but like, I got to be careful, man. So, all right, real quick, the best is our buddy the mayor, me and him are at this Mexican place, right? And the bartender's cute, whatever, and she's like, what do you guys want? So he's like, just, you know, what do you drink? And she's like, oh, I like this drink, it's made with this pepper and this and that. So he orders it. I order like a beer and a tequila, and then we got guacamole, and he's eating the guacamole and he's like, it's too spicy, and he keeps drinking the drink, and finally the girl's like, the drink is spicy, dude.
Yeah, it's not the guac. That's fine. That's a classic, man.
Right? But he keeps watching it down, and it's like, dude, you're making it worse by trying to drink it away.
Dude, I love stuff like that.
Oh, man. All right, let's talk a little bit. 2021, you're back to basics. Just some thoughts, year in review, because frankly, 2021 was not quite the year I expected. I thought we would, I mean, hell, we're still wearing masks indoors and stuff. I'm like, I thought we were going to be kind of past everything.
Me too.
Oh, man. What, year in review? Jesus. Yeah. Well, you know, I've noticed a trend on the podcast of us making grandiose predictions for the year that's to come. Which I'm going to stick with this year because I feel like it's good to be an optimist. But, you know, 2021 in retrospect, man, you know, I thought I was going to really grab the year by the horns, and instead I think it grabbed me.
Dude, you know, that's okay. I think it grabbed a lot of people. Like, we all thought we were going to, I mean, we thought it was just going to be like a steer. We were just going to wrestle it down at a rodeo.
Yeah, exactly. Instead it was a stampede and we got trampled. Yeah, I mean,
turns out we're the clowns.
I feel like, exactly. Oh God, dude. One of the guys who was living with me in Austin at that nursing home thing, was auditioning to be a rodeo clown. He'd never spent any time around any livestock. And he's like, yeah, but it pays $600 a night. I'm like, there's a reason, man. So he's going to have a tough 2022, but, 2021, you know, I feel like I learned a lot. That's the upside. Learned like a couple new technologies and I don't know, learned a lot about Austin, met some cool people, but yeah, definitely not the year I was hoping for. I kind of knew about halfway through that this year was just going to sort of be building foundational blocks for next year. So I do feel like I'm at a nice place to transition into a great year next year. And I feel kind of the same way about Matt's situation. Like, he was laying the foundations for what's going to be an awesome year. So yeah, you know, it was a rebuilding year, I would say, in football parlance. It was a rebuild year.
Yeah, and I mean, right, and granted, it was much better than 2020. 2020 was ridiculous.
Garbage. Yeah,
there's just certain things where I'm like, yeah, 2021, yeah. It knocked a lot of people. I mean, I can speak for myself. Like, all right, there were some things here I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. Sorry. I was just going to say, I feel like, you know, if you were to look back at all the years of your life and like title them with big events, you're like, this is the year I graduated high school. This is the year I, you know, started my first job, whatever. Like, I don't know that I'd have a great title for 2021. It's like, yeah, it was just kind of like a watered down version of 2020, which was not that good of a year. So we're 0 for 2.
Matt?
You know, yeah. on a whole, the year was a little rough in some ways. You know, I had most of the year, I was like, how is this back to basics stuff going to work? I just didn't feel, most of the year I was still like, what the fuck is going on? And then, you know, I found myself a nice job down here training people in person, again, in a gym. And, you know, over the course of the year, like looking back, I can write a story of like, oh man, back to basics. Like, I took a life-changing anatomy course that like changed the way I think about the human body and what I know and how I work with people about it. And like bringing that to in-person training with people that I'm meeting for the first time. And it's like really simple stuff about breathing and pelvic positioning and all this sorts of stuff like has served me really well. And it was a very basic, like, I'm studying anatomy. You think you learn enough about anatomy, like right when you sign up as a trainer, and like, it was first couple chapters of my personal trainer manual with Ace. And then I was like, well, back to basics. But yeah, just training people in person and like, you know, working with people that are new clients has been like, we're back to basics. Like, figure out your glute bridge situation, learn how to do a bird dog. Like, we'll talk about squats in 2022, like, you know. And so yeah, it's really come to fruition these last couple months. But yeah, it was a wild year on the whole. I was definitely, yeah, trying to just like roll with some punches for a while there, and then just, yeah, made a move.
Dude, man, I'll say this from the outside looking in. I feel like maybe you don't have perspective on yourself, but you were also doing like those early morning cold plunges, which I thought was pretty baller. You were taking classes, like you ended up getting the sick job, like in kind of like a roundabout way, and like moving to an area that you'd wanted to live in. So like, I feel like that was a success of a year from the outside looking in, man. I feel like you crushed it, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, I, you know, I cold called a really nice place at the in like the middle of October, and you know, they invited me in to chat the next day and scored myself an interview with HR, and yeah, it's been a wild ride ever since. So it's a life changing year for sure, and you know, this feels like a really, really start of a really cool chapter for me, and so yeah. Super stoked, and it's definitely how I always remember 2021. You know, but as we just like sit there, it was certainly still a wild year, and like, I don't know what's gonna happen in 2022 either. Like, I'm still holding on.
But that said, there was a lot of stuff this year that was so much better, right? Like, I mean, hell, I'll take the super hot weekend we had this summer between like going to like a fun party the day before and then chilling at the lake house on that Sunday. Like, that lake house Sunday, that was a great freaking day. Yeah. And like, your boy was hurting. I was sunburned, for my right arm was sunburned, hanging out of white lightning. Like, when I paid for it, but I was like, that was a great day and a great weekend. And like, we got back to some stuff, right? Like, I've been to sporting events. Like, we, yep, you know, we had Camp Cash Bash, and
yeah,
you know, Finland, I saw
God at White River with Hatebreed was like, that was such an awesome, you know, just going back to a few concerts was still like so amazing after the time off. Like,
oh, totally, dude. Gorgon City Live just melted my face. Wait, Ted, what about you for back to basics?
You know, it's funny. I got back to like pre-pandemic basics, but it was still tough to get like, or I got back to like, basically, I'm just thinking about like workouts and stuff. Like, I got back down to where I was, but like, man, it's far from where 2019 was trending. Like, all I was worried about in 2019 was trying to do a pull up. This year, it's been like a struggle to just stay consistent. I feel like as consistent as I was, but also, you know, there was some basic stuff. Like, it was really fun benching again. I just haven't flat benched in forever.
And then, yeah,
And then, like I'm saying, like, it was nice to get back to those parties and like physically see people. I like, this will sound petty. I think one, and, oh, and playing soccer again, right? Like, that was great. Like, you and Rowan came out one weekend and saw me. Like, it was fun to like be like active with other people again, instead of just trying to like get in a workout. And then,
yeah,
you know, I just had another thought there, but no, I mean, it was still a struggle. And part of it is like, look, I'm not saying one way or the other. It's just frustration. I'm just like, I cannot believe we're still, even looking at the news today, I'm like the Rams had to close their facility for COVID. I'm just like, what is going on? I thought we were moving past all this.
Yeah, Omicron, baby. Yeah, one of the only other thing, I want to give a shout out. I forgot at the beginning of the year, I used the popcorn money from last year to pay off the rest of my student debt. So that felt pretty good. Nice to be cruising and finally out from under that. So, yeah.
Yeah. So like I'm saying, I was just sitting here before you guys hopped on. I was like, you know what? Let me ask the boys what they thought. Like, it wasn't, again, it's just different than I thought it was going to be. It's like last year, it's like, oh, we're back to basics. We're doing this. We're doing that. And then it was like, we're getting there. We're inching along.
Yeah, exactly. Like, actually, it's a whole new paradigm. Yeah, totally. I know. I'm interested to see if next year is like still kind of pandemic-y, or if like at some point we get past it. I'm expecting the former.
I have no idea. I will say that. Oh, that's what I was going to say. What's petty, and I hate bringing this up, but I think one of the weirdest conversations that I had with so many people over the summer and like in soccer is like, well, what have you been up to? How are things? And finally, I was just like, well, how the f*** do you think they are, man? Like, I spent the whole last year and a half inside the house.
Like, how dare you?
Like, I get it's normal run of conversation, but I'm just like, after a while, I was like, a couple people that I'm actually like friends. I was just like, let's just not act like there's no right answer to this. You know, like, dude, we're alive. We got jobs. Like, all that's good. But, like, other than that, like, yeah, we were all locked inside for a year. Like, we kind of all had the same experience.
Yeah, what a time to be alive.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing, too, is that, that's one thing. I just, I wish people still had that kind of, like, look, it sucks for everybody. It's not individual. It's not against one person or another. Like, look, we're like it or not, we're still in this together.
Yeah.
I feel like we kind of got away from that.
Tough.
All right, let's take a break there. Episode number 69. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll come back. We'll get some emails. God damn it. All right, let's just get going. We're rolling now.
All right, boys. Too much.
All right. Welcome back to episode number 69.
Yeah.
69. Certified freaks only.
Certified freak, man. I'm certified.
Yeah. We also want to know where you got your certification and is it valid in this state?
She's certified.
Who certified her?
USDA Prime Choice Certified Freak.
I mean, look, all right, we'll get to emails in a second, but that's a tough call. It's like, listen, let's say this. It's 8 o'clock, it's 8 p.m. on a Friday. I could take you to a steakhouse, get you the finest quality USDA certified beef. It's all free. You don't know what she looks like. The other option is, or I can provide you with a certified freak.
And you guys can snort drugs off each other's genitals. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Steaks are good, but like, I don't know what this freak looks like. Maybe I want this freakiness.
And we don't know what she's into. Dude, the thing about freaks, I feel like, or like you were saying that, how do I put this in the break? You were saying that some people have advertise themselves as freaky, and then when you say something freaky, all of a sudden it's weird. And what I feel like is it's kind of like a game of chicken, you know what I mean? Like, who's gonna break character first? And like, if you go too far, then all of a sudden it's weird for the other person. But it's like you're almost like daring each other to go deeper into that that dark hole. You know what I mean? But then, like, if they go too far, you're freaked out. You're like, whoa, Jesus, where did you learn that? You know?
Well, it also depends on what your definition of freaky is.
Exactly. And what their definition of freaky is. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. We gotta lay down the ground rules in 2022. Certified freak means this is open, that's open. All right, real quick. You ever had when you tried to be super freaky and it didn't work out well?
Many times. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was like, yeah, I'm really into this. And then she was like, I don't think you are.
Yeah. Or like you get a cramp or something and you're just like, God, like not now, please. Jesus.
Oh, I mean, who was Charlie? What did he do to that horse?
Yeah, this looked a lot easier on the internet.
I need to go back to yoga if we're gonna pull this off.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up, Matt?
Speaking of yoga, I did beginning of pandemic, I did a lot of yoga with Ari Shaffir on YouTube, and he would say that shower stuff was always difficult, but I never found that to be the case. I think it's because there's a big height difference. I don't know if like short dudes have an easier time, you know, in the shower, but that was a fun thing that like I had heard it was going to be difficult from him. And then I was like, you're wrong, Ari.
I would say the one thing is water is not a lubricant. Probably the greatest lesson I learned from my older brother about those types of things is that water is not a lubricant. We had a hot tub growing up. It was great advice. I use it to this day. Ted?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, you're wet in the shower, but it's not a lubricant. And then the hot tub just dries things out. If you got a bottle of lube and she's cool, like, whatever. But, like, it's like, oh, the hot tub, it's sexy, this and that. It's like, yeah, it can be. It also can just be a spa. But, like, you sure you want to do that on the side of a hot tub? Like, you go, like, I don't know. You got a fresh water
is an aphrodisiac.
It's a mood setter. It's not the spot.
All right, hear me out. You ever stay in a trashy hotel room that has a jetted tub? I mean, that's just clean water, no chlorine. That's the way to go.
Yeah, that's not a bad call. I think whoever urologists treating UTIs, I mean, hot tubs are keeping them in business for sure.
Right? I don't know, boys. It's getting a little yeasty in here.
See, that's how you know. That's how you know we've transitioned out of our 20s. It's like all of us are like hot tub. Like, no, I'm good, man. No. It's like the guy who drinks a glass of water in between beers at the bar. Like, he just knows better at this point and can't fully enjoy it.
Well, all right. So here's the deal, too. Sometimes with the hot tub, like, yeah, if you're hanging with a girl, it can be sexy. But like, God, this is how this started. We used to have Hot Tub Tuesday. And like, that was just two guys that like to hang out in hot tubs.
Yeah, still true.
I mean, minus the one time that in the spa where that one girl was just killing me.
Oh my God. She was like practically buck naked, that bathing suit. Yeah, that was insane. We couldn't even look at each other and we would have started laughing. Yeah. Right? I remember the other time we found like the heroin addict in the sauna.
Oh. Right.
Hell town, baby.
Here's the quick version. Hot Tub Tuesday. Cobb and I had a routine. We hot tub, swim in the pool, sit in the dry sauna. Or it's a sauna if it's dry, not a steam room. And then one night, there's just this one girl, just ridiculous body, probably fake boobs. And she's just, like, talking and, like, rubbing herself down and this and that. And, like, I'm in the corner, like, I mean, I probably was a little too excited. But, like, I had, like, my leg up and was like, I cannot look over again. Like, I'm not going to make it out of here.
Yeah, ridiculous body. Like, underscored and bolded, ridiculous body. Yeah, and what was she doing? Was she just wiping the sweat off or something? Like, I don't know why she kept rubbing herself.
I mean, to this day, I'm like, was she just messing with us?
Like, yeah, or was she, like, that's the thing. You also, I feel like we talk about sometimes about lifetime stats, like when you die, if you get to see your lifetime stats. I'm like, what if she was trying to make a move on us? Like, what about if you saw all the opportunities missed? Like, that would be a brutal lifetime stat.
Oh yeah,
like she was like, "Oh, I just saw this movie, and this thing happens to this girl in like a sauna, and there's two guys in here. Like, you know, who knows, man? We could have been closer together, Ted.
I'll London Bridge you.
Episode 69, baby.
Episode 69. It's getting loose. It's the Christmas episode and the sex episode.
God, I hope this isn't the one your mom chooses to listen to this year.
Oh, Christ. She won't. Chris, I'll get a text from Chris and Will now. All right, Cobb, you got some emails.
Chris, I know your brother's family, but he's got desires like everyone else.
I'm still just a man, man.
Okay. All right. Remains disposals. We were talking about what you want done with your remains after you die. To the greatest podcast in all the land.
All this the is way. A
very, very timely topic to me. I lost my older brother to a motorcycle accident 3 weeks ago. And before that, I never thought about what I'd want. Sorry to hear that. Our mom said very quickly that we were going to have him cremated and spread on a motorcycle ride because that's what he'd want. Fair enough. So thinking now of what I'd want, I'm thinking of putting outrageous stipulations in my will and the winner will get my belongings, house, cars, etc. Example, lasso a live flamingo and eat it. Sorry for the long and most incoherent email. I've been drinking. P.S. I'm also a listener from the beginning and never emailed in. Just here to observe. Cheers, boys. From Chatty Daddy, a.k.a. Carlos.
Oh, nice. Carlos, sorry for your loss, but that's a great email.
Dude, yeah. That is. Yeah, thank you for emailing. My favorite ones are always people who are like, hey, yeah, I've listened to you guys for like 100 hours and never said a word.
Did you guys see what the guy in Ireland did recently?
Did he lasso a flamingo?
No, but he had a pre-recorded message that somebody like put in either on top of the coffin or in the coffin with him. So it's like bagpipes start playing and then it's that dude and he's like, oh, all right. Well, you know, I guess I'm dead. And he's just like chopping it up. Like, and like the wife, you can tell is like struggling a little bit, but everybody's dying. Then she starts laughing. I was like, man, that's really funny. And like, I don't know. It just, you could tell those people, it's like, it's funny. Number one, but also like, oh yeah, that's still his voice. Like he's still there with you. And you know, people pass, they're still with you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wait, did he say let me out? I'm trying to find the video.
It was something like that. Like he's down there and he's like, no, I'm down here. Like me and Mike were watching it today. It was pretty damn funny. And I was like, good for that guy. That's thinking a little bit.
Yeah, that's awesome. God, now I feel like I want to record a death message.
Nah, not on that internet.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, did it cut out again? Sorry, boys.
It was just funny. It was like, Russage.
Yeah. Hi to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
2 weeks ago, Cobb read an email from a listener referencing Garth Brooks and Closure. I laughed so hard because I think he was paying homage to Your Mom's House podcast with Tom Segura, my second favorite show. For my remains, sprinkle them on The Ranch in LaGrange, Wyoming. My heart and soul have always belonged there, but for various reasons, I've never moved back. It's beautiful, barren, quiet, and a great place to rest for all of eternity. Anyway, just wanted to drop in and tell you that you guys have made me laugh for years through tough, dark days, and all I wanted to do was cry. Thank you for being great friends that I just haven't met yet. Emily from Bonnie Lake.
Oh, nice. All right, Emily, we'll see you down at the BLT.
Dude, that's awesome.
All right. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that we're getting emails from people that have been with us from day one. Big birthday today. Our buddy Michelle, it's her birthday.
Oh, hell yeah. Happy birthday, Michelle.
Happy birthday.
Can we get one for her? USA. USA.
USA.
That's awesome, boys. Keeping it simple, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
Stevie, the Packers fan.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Stevie? Stevie's always been at the events. You know, if we can. Last year, I was like, back to basics, we're having an event. That didn't go so hot. But next year, we'll see everybody in person, I hope.
Yeah, I know exactly. It's like, I want to, but I also don't want a lawsuit. So, yeah, I'm with you. Hey, guys. I was actually talking about what I would do with my dead body if I had unlimited money just the other day. So this Cobb topic was well-timed. I would have it mummified and buried either encased or just somewhere really dry so people could dig it up someday. We get a lot of neat archaeological information from corpses. I would probably also include a fired clay tablet, pretending that I was way more awesome than I was. Next bit is an observation on hate mail guy. So skip it if you want. Also, I find it kind of ironic how people complain about canceling all the time, but then they'll go and send an email telling you how they'll boycott you and everything adjacent to you for having an opinion they don't like. Anyway, love the podcast and look forward to another year and hopefully way more. Cheers, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. I agree 100%. Also, it is not real. Like, everybody's like, oh, this person's getting canceled. Again, Aaron Rodgers was worried about it. Pay me $20 million. Cancel me. Or, like, we're fine. Everybody's like, you guys are making millions and millions of dollars. Like, oh, they're going to cancel me. Like, okay. I would be canceled for $20 million in a second.
Yeah, that's $400,000 a week, every week for an entire year.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
I just saw an article today. It was like, here's why people don't actually get canceled. It's like, yeah, Mel Gibson would have been done years ago. Like, yeah, makes people money. Like, you'll be okay.
Yeah, totally. You know who was effectively canceled, actually, I will say, and I'm happy to see it. Well, I guess I shouldn't give an opinion. It does, whatever, dude, this is an opinion-based show. That guy, Milo Yiannopoulos. Now he's like on those like televangelical, he's like on the televangelist version of the Home Shopping Network.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. Again, I would struggle to say he was canceled. I think he was just one of those people that everybody got sick of.
Yeah. And, you know,
he lost his base.
What's that?
He lost his base too, right? Like, he was trying to be a political person, this and that. And like, he went so far one side, and then it's like, right, okay. But like, he tried to flip it back the other way and be like, oh, I shouldn't have said this, and I shouldn't have said that. So now you're in no man's land. Like, everybody that you pissed off doesn't like you. The people that all agreed with you don't like you as you changed your mind. So again, like, I don't know that I would say he got canceled as much as like, he just lost his fan base.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Played yourself.
Greetings to the greatest podcast in all of the land.
All of the land.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bart. I actually messed that up. I see what you were trying to do with the wait for it thing. I'm not a great reader. Talking about what to do after death.
Did he write in there? Wait for it.
He wrote in, greetings to the greatest podcast. Wait for it. In all the land.
All the land.
I just didn't understand what he was trying to do. Talking about what to do after death. This has come up significantly in the last year because of my father-in-law. My wife's known since we were in our early 20s that her dad has had memory issues, but he refused to go get them diagnosed at any point. Finally, nearly 20 years on, his new wife convinced, read forced, him to get checked out. Turns out he has Lewy body dementia, and he's very, very far along. If you've never heard of LBD, then your life is better off, but here's a link describing it. But in a nutshell, his brain's going to forget how to breathe in the middle of the night, and that's how he's going to end up passing. More than likely within the next 6 months, but realistically not more than a year and a half. We've been attempting to get him into proper care facility, but unfortunately, even though he's a veteran, since he wasn't a combat veteran, they won't pay for more than $500 a month. Insert Ted's line about veterans versus soldiers. But part of the thing we've been having to deal with is his burial plans. And that's the only way we can get him any further help. Long story. For my wife's dad's life, he's been talking about wanting to be cremated, but now with his brain not anywhere near peak performance, he's changing his mind to wanting to be buried whole, which obviously puts a larger financial burden on his wife. So it's tough to say whether we should go with his current wish or what he was talking about for the first 64 years of his life. His mental state's about 75% aware of reality, and 25% of the time, maybe he's got a 10% grasp on reality. Obviously, I can go into depth, but, you know, I don't want to waste any more time. As to what I've told my wife for body disposal, at some point when we figure out a piece of land that we're going to live on, more than likely the rest of our lives, I'm going to rent a buddy's excavator, dig a me-sized hole, and when I die, kick my ass in there, and if somebody's got spare time, push some dirt over me. I have no reason to be a burden on anybody else in life or death. I'd much rather if someone's going to bother spending money on my body is a useless flesh bag. It's being spent on a party. Obviously not on a Saturday in the fall. Sorry to bring down the 69th at home episode. Any plans to get back in the studio whenever y'all are in Seattle? Cheers, bitches. Bart in Bellingham.
That's pretty good. And that's tough, man. Like, death is hard enough, but watching somebody kind of lose their facilities, faculties. Yeah, that's tough to watch, man. It's like Alzheimer's such a terrible disease and stuff, because it's like the person's still there, but mentally they're not.
Yeah. And Bart, I can relate. I just went to a military funeral over the weekend, and I think they set that stuff up down at Mount Tahoma, and they take care of a lot of the arrangements. So you should look into that. But the reason I can relate is I asked my dad this question, and he just said, "Put me in a coffee tin and throw me in the trash."
You should get him one of those sliders, Cobb.
Yeah, I did. I'm going to give it to him. Yeah.
It is kind of funny. I feel like almost every, like, I know a lot of people and everybody's the same way. Like, yeah, I don't care, man. It's over. Like, have a celebration of life. Like, do the thing, cry for 15 minutes, then go party. Just toss me.
Yeah, I know. I think everyone's just like, I just, like, most men, I feel like, especially Irish men, are like, I just don't want to be a burden, you know? Like, just whatever you do, like, just don't waste too much time or effort or money on me.
Yeah, and I think it's always easier for us to say as, like, healthy living people, like, just do that. I think it's tougher when you've got to put somebody, when you got to bury somebody. It's just your natural instinct to be like, get them the best coffin. I don't care. Like, they're going out right.
Yeah, honestly, having just watched, like, the military funeral with the whole gun salute and everything, it does underscore, like, you know, how you kind of need to take them out the right way. Like, it's one of those things that's like philosophy versus life, you know?
Yeah, that's a good call. All right, Kyle, we got one more, or is that five?
No, that's five.
All right. Well, speaking of death, let's check in with what's maddening. Sorry, Matt, I didn't have a good transition there. It's kind of a heavy one.
No, I mean, it's fine. I mean,
yeah,
people die down here.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
We got jokes about it. When you hear the ambulance, yeah. Oh, golf cart for sale.
Oh, episode 69 is getting wild. We're the certified freaks.
It's a fun line when you're out on the course, dudes. Okay, this is a wild. I played some golf here at the club with our former club champion. And he was kind of an Uncle Rico about it from the first hole. And I just ate it up, just fed him right in softballs all over the plate the entire round. And I had a blast with this guy. And nice. Now he loves me. He's a...
Yeah, that's good. That's good work.
Yeah. Did you hit those mounds?
I heard there's another course on the other side of the mountain.
Back in his day, he could have caught it. What's good? What's sure of it. Before we get to what's happening. My favorite line, he's won the club championship here a few times. And so he was, but now he's a little older. He's talking about his games declining and sometimes he wishes he never got as good as he was because it's just so tough. Seeing the scorecards go up.
I wish I hadn't had a perfect physical physique to just watch my part like this.
But then he goes and he looks at his trophy case and he pops some sense into his head and realizes it was totally worth it.
Oh my God.
He said that?
He said that.
Yes.
And that was after the round at lunch. But I mean, I had to work to get to that just gem of a line about then I look at the trophies and realize it was totally worth it.
Did you realize if you ever beat this guy, he's gonna be devastated?
Yeah. So it was a blast, you know. He was just out there ripping Marb Reds the whole time.
Oh, I love it.
Really nice.
Old school. Yeah. It was fantastic. So had a very fun round. You know, got another one in on the weekend with my dad and Tyler. There's a little bit more low key, relaxing, but also fun. I don't know. Man. I have a lot of good days. Work's going great. I'm loving it. And so there's this, I think I've talked about him on the cast before. There's this brand of pre-rolls that are like cavi cones used to be. They're dipped and then they're rolled in keef, and they're called Jeeters. And they just had a special limited edition 3-pack from Dwayne Wade that is coinciding with his new book. That was like, there's 100 of them. That it's a very limited edition, but I managed to snag one of those from them. So that was a very cool collaboration that, you know, I just want to support my local weed scene. And, you know, I love limited edition stuff. And so it was, you know, a great little Christmas gift to myself that I picked up last night.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that like getting a fancy bottle of liquor? Like, do you smoke it or do you hold on to it and wait till like Christmas?
So it has 15 J's.
Oh, and
they all have, yeah, they all have little acrylic tips. I mean, they're baller, like little acrylic tips. And there's an indica, sativa, and a hybrid. And so each one's a 5-pack. And they, so there's 15. And then we looked and it's the 12 days of Christmas. So we'll smoke one every day leading up. And then we'll smoke one of each flavor on Christmas.
It's like an advent calendar.
Yeah.
All right.
We didn't plan that out. We just, that was after we bought it. And then we smoked one last night and we did some math. And yeah, it tastes great. It was a mojilato, like mojito and gelato combined.
Dude, imagine one of those little advent calendars with the chocolates, except it's little, like little buds.
Yeah. I mean, someone needs to get on that.
It's got to be out there by now, right? Somewhere in Washington, California, Oregon, Colorado. Like, somebody's got to be making this.
You guys can have that one for free. All I want is it to be called The 12 Days of Christmas.
Yes, dude.
Technically, I think the 12 Days of Christmas are between Christmas Day and the Epiphany.
Ted, we didn't all go to Catholic school. Actually, I guess I did. Damn.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Nothing makes sense down here. The whole thing is like on a diagonal grid. There's no like north, west, south. It's very disorienting. So I keep calling it Crazy Town because we saw Crazy Town at the 420 Bank that one time. And yeah, we're using it as a 12 days countdown with the Jeeters. Right. It's working real well. We're having a lot of fun making our own rules. And I don't know what the Christmas plans will be in store, but yeah, life comes at you fast down here and it's a lot of fun. So that's been my week.
I mean, to me, I think the Christmas plan is just whatever food you're going to have on Christmas Day, you get it all set up after breakfast and then boom, just start chiefing.
So that's a great plan. So last year,
I almost forgot. I joined the club, Matt.
What club? You got it today.
It's episode 69, but I got an air fryer.
Okay. Dude, okay. When did you get this?
Like, I got it on Sunday. I was driving back with my buddy Sean, and he was like, dude, I just got to pop into Costco. They got these like good air fryers on sale for $50. And then we were in there. It was post-Seahawks game, so I was feeling all right. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. Merry Christmas to yourself, Ted.
And a happy birthday.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I'm looking at it over top of my computer. It's still just sitting in the box, but like, it's going to get some use over the holidays.
Okay. So this is a little post Seahawks game, fun, impulse buy sort of situation.
Definitely an impulse buy, but you know, you're in Costco, they're handing out free chocolates from Lindor's. And I was all fired up. I was like, I'm getting one too, man. Like, I don't have the cabinet space for it, but I'm going to keep the box and kind of put it in the corner. Then when I want it, goes on top of the stove. Let's get it going.
Love it. We love our air fryer. What's the first thing you're going to make in it?
Oh, chicken wings.
Okay. You want to know a thing? I've never made chicken wings in any of my air fryers over the years. Because I have my method. I can't mess with my method.
Well, Barnsley makes them sometimes for me in the air fryer, and they're delicious. That's really what sold me. I was like, all right, I got to get one. But I'm looking forward, you know, after the holidays to just like, people were like, dude, you can cook anything in there, like veggies, fish, like steaks. I'm like, all right, this might just be what I use now.
It's very versatile. I think you get a lot of use out of it, and they're right. You can that's a question between Tyler and I a lot. Like, can we put that in the air fryer? Like, of course we can. Just like, how are we going to put it in the air fryer? Like, what temp and for how many minutes? Let's see.
I know it'll fry. How long do we cook it?
We're going to guess and keep an eye on it. Air frying 101.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
All right. So I'm, first of all, I'd like to say that the podcast is very accepting when it comes to alternative lifestyles, alternative, whatever you're into, we're down with basically. So this topic might be a little sensitive to some people, but I'm actually kind of interested. So, it's no, will come as no surprise to most people. I work down at Pike Place Market, and we work kind of down in the ruthless underbelly of the market, but occasionally I'll pop up on the top section, and we get a lot of different tourists and conventions and things like that going on up there. And so I was walking through and I saw somebody in like a fox suit, and then I saw another one, and then another one, and then like 15 people in these big fur suits. And I was with a guy I work with, and he was like, "What's going on?" I was like, "Oh, these are furries. We had them at one point rent out the hookah lounge that I used to run on Capitol Hill. And they rented out the VIP after Comic-Con, and they were awesome people, really sweet. And honestly, probably the best guests we've ever had." So I was like, you know, like, reserve your judgment. I was like, "These people are actually awesome." And he was like, "Well, what's this all about?" I was like, "Well, their kink is that they like to dress up in fur suits and have sex with each other." And that blew his mind. And so cop topic this week, since it is episode 69, I thought I'd keep it topical, is what's a kink that you just don't understand? It's not that you're hating on it or loving it or whatever, but like, what's one that you just don't understand? Feel free to email us, email thepodcast.com, or hit us up on the Twitter machine. And I'll give you guys a little bit more time, because the other story I have is I was at Teriyaki the other day and they were playing mukbang videos. I don't know if you guys are familiar with those, but it's like little Korean women eating huge amounts of food. And apparently that's like a huge category on YouTube and people are really into it. And I just don't understand.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, like, I get swingers and like hooking up with other people. And again, no judgment. But like, just having other people hook up with your girl and you watch that one, I was always like, that's just not my thing. And like, furries like me, because I'm a huge mascot guy, it's just not sexual for me. Like, I just like mascots.
Yeah, totally. But in a platonic way.
Yeah, right. Like, I'll go out to dinner with a mascot. I don't know how he's going to eat or what he's going to say, but like, I don't want to have sex with the dude. Yeah. Or her. I don't know who's inside there.
Fear the turtle takes on a whole new meaning.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about the infiltration of porn with all this like family stuff, and I've never understood that, but I've never had a sister either, and I certainly know a lot of hot girls who are someone's sister, so yeah. But I just, you know, that one always, I'm like, I don't need that, you know. And but it's never something that has been a real thing in my life, you know. But yeah, that was all, you just get reminded of it quite regularly when you're just browsing around. That is some people's thing.
And can we stop? Like, I know it's porn and they're not stepbrother and stepsister, but sometimes, like, look, she's very attractive. I want to watch this scene, but it's like, I don't want this weird buildup of like this, like, no, it's okay. Like. What's it called? Like, can we just put on gonzo porn? Like, let's just watch them have sex.
Our parents would be so angry, Ted.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh my God. Will you two shut the fuck up in this scene?
Well, Ted, they're struggling actors and actresses, you know?
Right? Like, listen, they all know there's not a job. Right? I mean, we used to always watch Bang Bus. It's like, turns out most of those girls are just porn stars you haven't heard of yet.
I know. I love when like the mystique gets revealed and guys are always shocked. like just about almost anything in life, but just, yeah, like they're like, what? Like that thing wasn't magic. Like, no, man, it's all contrived. I'm sorry.
How much volume are you guys using?
Like output?
Like when you watch it. Yeah.
Oh, very how little. Loud is it?
Jesus.
Yeah, when you watch porn.
That, dude, like, yeah. Thank you, Ted. That was a very all? Bizarre how? Way to phrase that. Like seminal volume? Like, what are we doing here? Yeah.
Right. Thank that's you. Just like, well, what have I been doing during the week if it's Sunday?
What have I been eating? How have I been exercising? What's my blood flow? Right. How hot is she? You know?
Yeah, like I mean, I prefer a little volume. I mean, I think it was on this podcast I was talking about like the window, and it was like just put in your headphones. I was like, that is a great idea.
Okay, that's been working out well.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I remember that conversation.
Yeah, right. You guys were like, just use your headphones. Like that's good thinking.
Calm. Right. Can we lose him?
What? No. I'm sorry. What did you say? I think I might have lost you for a second.
Yeah. Are you watching porn with volume? Is that like, because I feel like.
You know, I would say, first of all, I've tried to cut down on that stuff in general because I feel like it, you know, kind of tricks your brain and whatever. But okay. Disclaimers aside, since we always say that, I would say maybe 30% of the time, a little bit of volume.
Yeah.
But I also try to keep it as not hardcore as possible because I feel like that just does like more damage. It's like drinking shots versus beers, you know?
Do you ever find yourself watching porn? I'm just like, that looks attainable as opposed to like just watching ridiculous porn stars. And sometimes like, you know, I'm going to watch some of this like amateur stuff that looks like a girl I actually could have sex with.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll say this. I feel like the thought that always goes through my head, like, yeah, because I do it. I'm with you. I do mostly what you just said, not professionals. And I'm always just like, man, like these girls are so thirsty. They're like, I got to start approaching women. And it's like, no, dude, they're not. This is just, this is the internet. And I'm like, God, they just seem like they really want it. Like they don't. So it like tricks me every time I have that thought.
Right. I mean, look, this is why half the world started delivering pizzas.
Yeah. And going into the plumbing trade.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. All right. So there we go. Episode 69. This will be our last one for the year. We'll be back in, early January. Let's say Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays. Happy New Year's. All that stuff. You know, it's holiday season. Like, get everything done. Get the gifts. Get them, you know, get them till you need to. And then other than that, man, enjoy yourself. Maybe have a cocktail. Have a cookie on a Friday night. I don't know. Go buck wild.
Yeah, go buck wild is right. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah, man. All right, so there you go. There's 2021 and, yeah, the podcast. We got it done. I will say this. Whatever happens next year, we got it locked in on Zoom. We'll be here. We can tell you that much.
Oh, yeah, we got your back 100%.
All right. For MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.